Welcome to today's newsroom special with Liam Riley. Initial results from an unprecedented global survey of active women have shown the positive impact of exercise on menstrual cycle symptoms. Analysis of responses from over 14,000 female members of Strava, a social network for athletes, reveals that almost 8 in 10 found exercise reduced the symptoms of their period. The analysis, carried out by a team of researchers from St. Mary's University and Fitter Women, found that symptoms mean that 7 in 10 women report being forced to adapt their exercise routine whilst on their period, and almost 9 in 10 also feel their exercise performance is worse at some point during their menstrual cycle. To tell us more, we were joined by the study's architect, exercise physiologist and Fitter Woman's co-creator, Dr. Georgie Brunvels.
So we conducted what we believe to be the largest ever research study in exercising women. So we being me at Fitter Women and Strava, the largest online running and exercise community. And actually we found that the staggering number of women experience bad menstrual symptoms, but also that exercise is a really positive way to reduce the impact of these.
Right, okay. So do you think there is an issue with a lack of education around this?
Absolutely. I think that's one of the fundamental things that we found here. So in the UK and Ireland, 82% of women have never received any education around the menstrual cycle and exercise, which is actually one of the worst countries from this global survey that we conducted.
Mm. And you think it's exercising at certain points of the menstrual cycle?
I think the important thing here is that you can exercise at all times in the menstrual cycle. Historically, women are typically told not to exercise when menstruating or just premenstrually when they have really bad stomach cramps, but actually exercise is a good treatment for this. So I think it's important for everyone to understand that you can exercise and it's a positive thing.
Okay, and just generally being fitter and healthier would also help the symptoms anyway?
Absolutely. So we also found that sleeping well, so 7 hours of sleep a night at least, eating 5 portions of fruit or vegetables or more a day, and also just doing regular exercise is really important at reducing the number of symptoms and severity of symptoms.
And in terms of the symptoms, what kinds of symptoms are we talking about that can be affected? All of them generally?
We specifically found that stomach cramps, backaches, like achy legs, and changes in mood, for those, exercise was particularly powerful. But actually, many people also cited things like a reduction in migraines, a reduction in cravings, in feelings of nausea. Like, there's so many different symptoms out there that this can positively affect.
Mm, mood's an interesting one, because seems to be more and more a correlation between mental health and exercise as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
So is there a particular type of exercise that was found to be more effective than others?
Yeah, so moderate intensity exercise, so hard, fast breathing, but still able to hold a conversation, was found to be the most effective type of exercise. That could be running, swimming, cycling. Obviously, you can't really talk when you're swimming, but playing a team sport. But I also believe that it is important to find out what's right for you, and that's why it's really exciting that Strava really helps us do this project, because that you can now integrate our Fitter Women app with your Strava account, so you can work out for yourself what is the best type of exercise and sort of learn your body.
Right, can you tell us more about the app?
Yes, so the app is a free app. It is called Fitter Women, FitterWoman. And basically it lets you track your menstrual cycle, and then based on that information it gives you firstly a general education, so it tackles this lack of education point around what's going on in your body, but to reflect what's happening in your body, so your hormones are changing constantly, it gives you the best type of exercise to do and the best types of things to eat based on your kind of hormonal levels.
So if people want to find out more or even get the app that you mentioned is free, where can they go?
So on the App Store, on the Google Play Store, it's called Fitter Woman, FitterWoman.
Okay, Dr. Georgie, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.